Coach, first, your thoughts on the doubleheader?
Yeah, I mean, it was exciting to be back on our field. I think when we got back from California, we weren't too optimistic that we'd be out here as fast as we've been because our winter's been so tough. But, you know, it's been great to have practices all week and obviously have a chance to kind of be on our own dirt. And we traditionally play well at home. So I think for them, they were excited to come out today and have a chance to actually compete here. And but, you know, anytime that you score 18 runs, and I think for us, there's things that we always need to get better at, but I'll always take the W's.
And then the pitching performance, especially Lizzie getting the save in the first game and then pitching a no-hitter in the second.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Allie Bowie's had her best stuff today, but the one thing about her is she competes. And, you know, I think that's all I ask of them. They need to compete every single day, whether you have your best stuff or not. And then, of course, you know, I think Lizzie had her best stuff today. So she was confident around the plate. She was good attacking hitters. But, you know, she was spinning the ball, had good velocity, and I think that she just overpowered them. So, you know, the two of them have been bailing each other out and helping each other out for the entire preseason. So it's going to be no different when we get back here. We have two great arms and, you know, two kids that are really reliable. So we're going to keep going to them however we need to.
And then do you think there was any rust after being more than a week off?
No, I actually think it was pretty healthy. I mean, I think for them, it's a grind. And, you know, if you look at our schedule, we have one of the, you know, toughest schedules in the country. You know, so for us, it was tough every single day, every single week, and to kind of go out there and compete at the level that we did. So I think having a break, getting back, focusing on academics and getting able to reset a little bit. They were excited to be out here today, and that's what you want. You want them to show up to the field ready to go, being excited.
And I know you want hits throughout the lineup and not just at the top. Overall, I mean, like a Kate Pryor and some others, what'd you think of the bottom of the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, to me, you know, our goal is to pass the bat. The more times you pass the bat, the more times that 1-4 get up. You know, so they understand what the goal is. And I was pretty impressed with just our ability to walk today. You know, obviously they had a hard time finding the zone at different points. And I think just having the discipline to get on and allow someone else to come up and do the job. But yeah, I mean, I believe that we have one of the best offensive teams in the conference. And, you know, for them, it's just a matter of when we focus and we can go 1-9 up and down. I mean, that's a tough team to get out. So I was really happy with their performance today.
You guys, what kind of offensive adjustments are you making in practice? I know the California road trip, you guys had some tough offensive games, but today, like you mentioned, 18 runs in two games.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we worked this week on just getting to the front of the zone. I think one of the hard parts is when you're, you know, playing the best in the country, you're playing exceptional pitching. So I think some of the batting averages that are usually pretty high when we get back here were pretty low, just solely based on the fact of who we're competing against. But, you know, it's my same message all the time. They have to compete. So offensively, they have to compete. So when you get in the box, you need to be a tough out, whatever that looks like. So, you know, all week we worked on just getting to the front of the zone, trying to kind of stay stacked in our backside. And we did multiple hitting drills just to get them feeling good.
You guys also in the first game pinch hit Silvestri for or Amadio for Silvestri, with the game sort of close, even though both of them were right-handed hitters. Was that just a matchup?
So I put Silvestri in for Amodio, and this is simply just to get Marina back to where she needs to be. You know, Marina didn't have a great preseason, and I think for her, she's a little bit frustrated. But I think when you continue to go back to kids, you know, you're showing them that you still believe in them. And I think Marina needs that right now. So Marina's a great hitter. I think she's going to figure it out. It's just, you know, if you've played this sport, a slump is a slump, and that's real. So it's not easy. So for her, I'm just going to keep putting her in situations where she has to swing the bat. And hopefully, obviously, one breaks through.
And then you guys stole a ton of bases and then generated a ton of runs off of generating chances. Is there a team mentality to stay aggressive on the base paths?
Oh, yeah. No, we're wildly aggressive, sometimes to our own demise. But, you know, risk and reward. You know, I think for us, it's if you make people have to make plays on you, you know, then you have a chance for mistakes. So, you know, I think that we're trying to work on executing first and thirds. And, you know, this is still for us, you know, we open up this weekend for preseason, but we got to get better at stuff. So, you know, a lot of the things we did today was us still making adjustments and still practicing to get ourselves to a better spot.
Thank you.